So let's pray, and then we'll pray, and then we'll get into our studies.
我们先祷告，然后祷告以后进入我们的学习。
Lord, we thank you for the Bible.
主啊，我们要为圣经献上感恩。
We thank you for the great teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们感谢您的对我们这个主耶稣基督的伟大的教导。
And so, though we weren't here 2,000 years ago when he was here, at least, Lord, we can read what he did and what he taught, and we can learn about you because we learn
about。主啊，尽管呢，就是说是在2000年以前呢，主耶稣基督在这里，我们不在那里，但是呢，我们现在呢，2000年以后，我们仍然可以去读他的教导，关于我们的主耶稣基督的，学到他是怎么说了一些什么话，做了一些什么事儿。
So Lord, help us now as we turn to your word and we pray that the blessing of God will be upon each of us.
就是说，当我们现在祷告，当我们转向您的话的时候呢，神的赐福会降临在我们每一个人身上。
And we give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们现在感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, again, good to be with you tonight.
也再一次呢，非常高兴和大家在一起。
So I believe last week, Roy, you correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe last week we finished Luke chapter 5 in our discussions. Was that right?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. So tonight, Luke chapter 6.
今天呢，我们要学习《路加福音》第6章。
So we'll just read a couple of verses together. Now it happened on the second Sabbath after the first, that the Lord Jesus went through the grain fields, and his disciples plucked the heads of grain and ate them, rubbing them in their hands. And some of the Pharisees said to them, "Why are you doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath day?"
路加福音第6章第1节说呢，到了第一个安息日后的第二个安息日，耶稣从麦地经过，他的门徒掐了麦穗，用手搓着吃。有几个法利赛人对他们说：“你们为什么在安息日做不合乎律法的事呢？”
So here's the story. The Lord and many of his disciples were walking through the fields one Sabbath day, and some of them were hungry, and so they just reached out, grabbed some of the kernels, probably kernels of wheat, rubbed them in their hands. The chaff went down, the kernels stayed, and they ate the kernels.
这个故事呢，就是在一个安息日主义基督呢，带他们带领他的门徒们在经过一片麦地，麦地在经过麦地的时候呢，他的门徒们开始感到饥饿了。这个时候呢，他们就摘了一些麦穗，麦穗呢在手上这样一搓，搓完以后呢，这个麦壳呢就掉下来了，然后他们就把里面的麦粒给吃了。
Now we don't know why that was the case. My speculation is that they had a reason for doing that.
所以我不知道呢，为什么他们会这样做，但是我假设呢，他们是有原因这么做的。
I think that they were probably very busy in the morning with all the meetings that they would have at the synagogue.
我认为他们在那天早上呢，就是说是在公会礼会堂里面的时候呢，他们非常的忙。
I think that following those meetings, they were involved in teaching and in helping the sick and so on after the meeting of the synagogue.
我认为在公会的那个就是会堂的那个会议后呢，他在那里呢，他们一起在帮助那些生病的人去治愈他们。
I think that they probably had an appointment in another town later in the evening.
我认为他们可能在另外一个城市呢，就是说是在那个稍晚的傍晚，他们有一个会。But
they had been so busy in the morning, I don't think they'd had time to eat lunch.
因为呢，他们早上呢非常忙，所以我不认为呢他们有时间吃午餐。
So I think that they were hungry as they traveled because they'd been busy serving the Lord and they hadn't eaten lunch.
我认为他们在那个时候呢非常的忙，因为一天的，所以呢他们忙着去服侍主，所以没有时间吃午餐。
Well, that's all speculation on my part, but I think it's pretty close to the truth.
这些都是我所假设的，但是呢，我认为这个与那个真相呢是非常的接近的。The
amazing thing to me is that the Pharisees were watching him and spoke up after, as we will see.
这里面呢，就是说是啊，这里非常有意思的是，那些法利赛人在观察他们，在观察以后呢，他们开始跟他们讲话。后面我们会读到。
Why were the Pharisees watching him as he went through the fields?
当他经过麦地的时候，法利赛人为什么要看他们呢？
I think the Pharisees were always watching him. They didn't like him. And they basically said, if we keep our eye on him all the time, we'll find reason why he's wrong. We'll be able to condemn him. We're going to keep our microscope on him to make sure that we know everything he does that's wrong.
这个里面呢，就是我认为那个法利赛人，他们一路上来就一直看着他。但是呢，他就说呢，如果我们看得足够紧，我们总会找到一些他做出的错误来。这样呢，他们实际上是带着一个放大镜的那个显微镜去看他。最终呢，不管怎么说，我们能找到他的错，然后来控告他。
Now, that doesn't say good things about them, but it does have good implications for us.
所以这个对他们来说呢，并没有什么好处，但是呢，这个对我们来说可以有很好的意义。
The fact is, they shouldn't have been watching him all the time. They should have been doing more important things. They should have been listening to him and obeying him, but all they wanted to do was watch him.
因为就是说是他们的法利赛人本来不应该就是一直看着他，他们所应该做的事情呢，就是说是要去跟他学习，要就是看他做的事情，然后呢就顺服他，相信他。And
for those just joining us, we're in Luke chapter 6, verses 1 and 2.
一个刚刚加入我们的，我们现在是路加福音第六章的第一节、第二节。
But from our perspective, the fact that they were watching him all the time is good news.
因为就是从我们的那个角度去看呢，他们呢，就是一直在看着他们的话呢，是一个好消息。
Remember, they were watching him to find fault.
你记住他们，看着他是找到错误。
The facts are, the wonderful facts are, they couldn't find fault.
奇妙的事实呢，他们找不出任何错。
And so sometimes we ask the question, was Jesus really perfect in his life?
所以呢，我们有时候呢会问自己一个问题：主耶稣基督在他人生里，他是完美的吗？
And the answer is yes, but in part the reason for that answer is the Pharisees couldn't find anything against him, even though they were watching him almost 24 hours a day.
答案是是的，他是完美的，因为法利赛人呢，他们一直是看着他，基本上是24小时在监督观察他，他们也找不到任何错来。So
that's very encouraging to us.
这个对我们来说是非常受鼓励的。How
do we know he was perfect in his life? Because his enemies couldn't find anything wrong, though they tried.
所以我们就是说，怎么知道在他的人生里他是完美的呢？因为他的敌人呢，就是说是尽管多次尝试，仍然找不到他的错。So
they said it's not lawful for you to pick corn on the Sabbath day.
他们就说呢，在安息日呢，就是说是捡麦穗吃是不符合律法的。And
so, verses 3 and 4, but Jesus answering them said, have you not even read this, what David did when he was hungry, and he and those who were with him, how he went into the house of God, took and ate the showbread, and also gave some to those who were with him, which is not lawful for any but the priests to eat. And he said unto them, the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath.
第三节、第四节、第五节，第三节说呢，耶稣回答他们说：“大卫和跟从他的人饥饿之时所做的事儿，连这个你们也没念过吗？他怎样进了神的家拿陈设饼吃，又给跟从他的人吃，这比除了祭司以外任何人吃都是不合乎律法的。”
So the story that the Lord referred them to is the story of David running away from Saul, and as he was running away from Saul, he and his men were hungry. They went to the tabernacle. When they got there, they asked for bread, and they were given bread that the bread that only the priests should eat.
这个里面的主耶稣基督引用的这个故事呢，大卫王那个时候呢，他逃避扫罗的追杀的时候，扫罗王追杀的时候呢，他们就是说是走断了。当时呢，他们饥饿了，他们到了一个就是帐幕里、会幕里呢，然后呢，他们也要给他们要那个吃那个陈设饼的，只有祭司是可以吃的。
And the exception was made against the law, the Sabbath law, which said they shouldn't eat it. Not the Sabbath law, but the Levitical law. The exception was made because they were hungry, and David was the mighty man that he was.
这个里面呢，就是说是啊，这个里面呢，因为当时呢，根据立位的这个法律法的，他们是不能吃的，不能吃的。但是呢，就是说是他们，这个没这个让他作为例外的，是因为当时呢，大卫是大能的武士，并且他的人都饥饿。
So the Lord Jesus is saying, if it was proper for David and his men to eat, then it's proper for me and my men to eat, because the verse 5 says, the Son of Man is also Lord of the Sabbath.
对主耶稣基本上就是说呢，如果大卫王和他的那些勇士们呢能够吃，那么说那对我们来说呢，和我的门徒们，我们也可以吃，因为第五节说呢，人子也是安息日的主。Remember
now, Jesus Christ is Lord.
要记住主耶稣基督他是主。
And the Sabbath was a day of rest.
所以呢是安息日是休息的一天。
But Jesus kept on healing people on the Sabbath, as we will see in a minute.
现在但是呢，主耶稣基督在安息日呢，一直去治愈人。我们稍后会读到。
Now, just a couple of other thoughts here. Number one, the Lord Jesus answered the question they brought to him in verse 2 with a question that he had for them in verses 3 and 4. He answered their question with a question.
所以这个非常有意思是呢，在第二节主耶稣基督呢，他回答了他们的问题，他回答问题的方式呢，是通过向他们提问的方式来回答他们的问题。
So we know what his answer to their question was. What was their answer to his question?
所以呢，我们知道呢，他对他们的答案是那样的。那么他们对主的答案是什么呢？
They didn't have an answer.
他们没有答案。
The New Testament Gospels are full of questions that Jesus asked.
在新约里呢，充满了主耶稣基督所问的问题。
Very rarely did anybody give him an answer.
所以非常罕见的是，任何人呢会给他一个答案。
Now that's the way it is today.
这也是今天的这样的方式。
When I'm speaking to people about the Lord who don't know the Lord, I often ask them questions. I don't get a good answer.
所以当我和那些不认识主的人呢，就是说话的时候呢，我问他们问题，他们通常呢没有答案给我。Why
don't we get a good answer?
为什么我们得不到好的答案呢？
Because there is no good answer. That's why. If you don't trust the Lord, there is no good reason.
因为没有好的答案，这就是为什么，如果你不相信主的话，那没有好的理由。
And so don't be surprised if people don't answer, because there is no good answer to the questions that Jesus asks.
所以呢，不要感到意外，如果这些人呢，他们没有答案，因为呢，他们没有好的答案对主的，回答主耶稣基督所提的问题。
So, the great Bible teacher and defender of the faith, John Lennox, tells this story when it comes to witnessing to other people.
所以呢，我们这是有了一个伟大的那个，就是圣经教师，他叫 John Lennox。当他回答别人的问题的时候呢，他是这样说的。
He says, when I'm trying to speak to people, he said, often I will ask them questions.
那当我跟人家讲话的时候呢，我通常会先问他们问题。
He says, I keep asking them questions until they ask me a question.
他说：“我一直问他们问题，问他们问题，直到他们反问我。
And then he says, when they ask me a question, I answer them.
”对，他说呢，当他们问我问题的时候呢，我回答他们的问题。
That's very logical. That's the way the Lord Jesus was. He kept asking them questions. They kept refusing to answer.
你这个非常有逻辑，这就是说是主耶稣的讲话的方式也是这样的。他一直呢就是问他们问题，但是他们却一直没有答案。
Now it's interesting. You'll remember that the major issue that the Pharisees had against the Lord Jesus was that he didn't do what they wanted him to do on the Sabbath.
所以这个呢，你们也可以注意到，就是这是一个主要的问题，就是那些法利赛人呢，他们找到的呢，就是说主耶稣基督在安息日，并没有按照他们要求他做的去做。
As a matter of fact, if you were to analyze their religion, you would find that one of the major points of their religion was that they kept the Sabbath.
所以这就是非常有意思。如果你去就是研究一下他们的宗教，他们的宗教的一个主要的事件呢，是他们守安息日。
And I told you before that if you go to Israel today, you'll find on Saturday that the rules in the nation will be the keeping of the Sabbath.
你这个里面，如果今天呢，你去到以色列，我以前跟大家讲过，就是说呢，他们在星期六的那个规则，那是他们要守安息日。
So they were very proud of themselves. And their religion was basically a religion of, look what we do on the Sabbath. We fear God, we keep and honor the Sabbath.
所以这个人他们自己呢为此感到非常的骄傲。他们说呢，你们看我们是多好的人，我们敬畏神，我们守神的安息日。
Now, if this is a specific and religion in general, you will remember that most religion is based on ritual.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是这个基本上是这样的宗教，你会发现呢，大多数宗教他们最重要的呢就是仪式。
What do you have to do to become a member of a particular religion?
所以你必须做点什么才能成为一个特别的宗教里的一员。
And they will often tell you have to say these things, you have to do these things, you have to repeat this, this is what you do. A few outward rituals, and you can become a member of this religion.
怎么说呢？就是说，是你通常呢，你要去说一些什么东西，你要去做一些什么东西，你要重复一些什么东西。如果你照着这样做了的话呢，那么你就可以成为这个宗教的一员了。
What do you have to do to become a Christian?
你必须做什么才能成为基督徒呢？
You have to believe in your heart.
你必须在你的内心相信。
What's the difference?
有什么区别呢？
Well, the religions of men say you have to do these things so that people can see what you're doing. You've got to demonstrate by what you do. That you're a member of that religion.
因为那些宗教，他说呢，你必须去做这样的一事情，向其他的人显示出来你做了什么，然后其他人就知道你是这个宗教里的一员了。
But you become a Christian not by what you do, but you become a Christian by what you believe.
但是呢，你成为基督徒，并不是靠你什么做了些什么，而是看你相信什么。
No, I can't tell what you believe, and you can't tell what I believe because you can't see my heart, I can't see your heart.
所以你不知道我信什么，我也不知道你信什么，因为是呢，你不能看到我的内心，我也看不见你的内心。
But God can see your heart.
那人可以看到你的内心。
And so when you become a Christian, it isn't that you might impress or convince people that you're a Christian. You become a Christian by convincing God that you're a Christian because you believe in your heart and only He can see the heart.
你这个呢？你成为基督徒呢，并不是说是你要让别人去相信你是相信的什么，你做了什么，在你内心做的什么。你所要做的是，你要让神相信，你内心是相信的什么，因为只有神能够看到你的内心。
Now, that principle is enunciated and exemplified for us in the story of Samuel choosing the king to replace Saul.
你这个里面呢，就是这样的一个原则，那就是说是我们在那个列王记上的那个撒母耳人呢，他选择了一个王来取代扫罗。
And David's elder brothers were presented before Samuel. And the Lord refused them.
因为大卫的那些哥哥们呢，就是把他们带到撒米尔面前，但是主却拒绝了。
So in 1 Samuel 16, verse 7, we read these words: Man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart.
因为我们在撒母耳记16:17里读到的，就是说是人呢看外表，但神呢看内心。
Now that's very, very important. The Pharisees were filled with ritual, and they said, "We go through the rituals, therefore we are right."
所以这个呢是非常非常重要的。法利赛人呢，他们是重那种仪式。他说呢，因为我们使用这种仪式，所以我们是对的。
And God says rituals can be empty and phony. And are insignificant. What is significant is what you believe in your heart. If you believe it in your heart, it will show. But if you go through the ritual, doesn't mean to say you believe it in your heart.
神说呢，那个就是说是仪式呢，它总是不是说是重要的，因为它不一定是真的，它有可能就是伪善的。那么说呢，这个所有的重要的呢，就是说是你在你内心里相信什么。如果你在内心里相信什么，神是看得见的。
So remember now, false religion is based on ritual, but Christianity is based on reality.
要记住，就是那些伪宗教呢，他们都是基于仪式的。那么说呢，基督教呢，它是基于事实的。
Well, now that's one story about the Sabbath. Verse 6 picks up another story.
也就是安息节日的一个故事，第6节呢，给我们讲了另外一个故事。
It says, Now it happened on another Sabbath also that the Lord Jesus entered the synagogue and taught, and a man was there whose right hand was withered.
第6节说，又有一个安息日，耶稣进了会堂教导人，在那里有一个人右手枯干了。
And the scribes and Pharisees watched him closely, whether he would heal on the Sabbath, that they might find an accusation against him.
第7节说，文士和法利赛人窥探耶稣在安息日治病不治病，要得把柄控告他。
Why were they in his audience? Because they wanted to learn, because they wanted to be healed. No, they were in his audience because they wanted to find an accusation against him. Shame on them.
他们那些人为什么会在那些听众里面呢？他们在那个听众里面，他们是想学呢，还是想得知欲呢？不是的，他们是在这里的听众里面，他们是想找到把柄控告他，他们感到应该感到羞愧。
But now verse 8 says he knew their thoughts.
但是呢，第八节说呢，主知道他们的想法。
That's a very condemning statement, isn't it?
这个也是一个非常的确定的一个说法，是不是呢？
You can't fool God. You can't fool Jesus because he knows your thoughts.
你不能呢，就是说是去愚弄神，你也不能愚弄主耶稣，因为呢，他知道你的想法。
So it's interesting. Our relationship with the Lord is a relationship of reality because he doesn't respond enthusiastically to our ritualistic behavior. He responds to our inward thoughts.
所以这个里面呢就非常有意思，是我们和主的关系呢是一个真实的关系，而不是基于一个就是虚假的这个仪式的关系，因为呢他呢知道你的想法。
So verses 8 and 9 now, but the Lord Jesus knew their thoughts and said to the man who had the withered hand, arise and stand here. And he arose and stood. Then Jesus said to them, that would be to the Pharisees, the scribes and the Pharisees. Then Jesus said to them, I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it?
第八节说呢，但耶稣知道他们的意念，就对那枯干一只手的人说呢，起来，站在当中。那人就起来站着。然后耶稣对他们，这就是文士法利赛人，那他们说，我问你们一件事情，在安息日行善行恶，救命害命，哪样是合乎律法的呢？
So what comes next?
那下一步是什么呢？
Well, you'd expect their answer, wouldn't you?
就是你指望他们回答，是不是呢？
They didn't answer this question any more than they answered all the other questions.
他们不回答这个问题，他们呢，就是也不回答其他的一些问题。
You remember the time he asked the question, the ministry of John the Baptist, was it from God or did he speak of himself?
所以你们大家记得呢，主耶稣基督问他们一个问题，就是说是那个施洗约翰的服事是从神来的呢，还是他自己来的呢？
And you remember their answer on that occasion is, we don't know.
你也记得在那个情况下，他们的答案是我们不知。
Okay, when you don't know the answer for God, you just sort of say, duh, I don't know.
因为你不知道神的问题的答案的时候呢，你不知道怎么回事，你就说都我不知道。
Shame on them.
一个羞耻的那个感。
All right, so verse 10, it says, and looking around at them all.
实际上他就周围看着他们众人。
Doesn't say he was listening for the answer.
他并没有说他在听他们回答。
He probably looked at them all square in the eye. One at a time. He said to them, what's your answer? His look would ask for the answer. They never gave an answer.
有可能他就在环顾四周呢，看着他们的眼睛呢，就是说是他们等着他们回答问题，因为他们从来不回答问题，所以呢，他也不觉得这次他们来回答。
So verse 10, Jesus said to the man, stretch out your hand. And he did so, and his hand was restored as whole as the other.
第十节说呢，主耶稣对那人说，伸出手来，他不手一伸，手就复了原样，和那只手一样。
But he answered his question. His question is it right on the Sabbath day to do good or to do evil?
但是他回答了他们的问题。他说呢，在安息日的时候行善行恶是不对，哪一样是对的呢？
He said, I'll tell you the answer. It is to do good and it is to save life.
他说我告诉你们，就是说是答案，就是应该去行善，去救命。
So they were sitting there And they were obviously rebuked by his answers, by his response, and by his healing.
这个里面就是说，他们坐在那里，他们基本上就是在受他，因为主耶稣在受他，气回答他们，并且去治愈人，用这种方式责备他们。
And so instead of in humility saying, you're right,
你本来应该说呢，他们要谦卑下来说你是对的。
instead of that, they simply, verse 11, they were filled with rage, anger, and discussed one with another what they might do to Jesus.
他们并没有那么做。第十一节，他们就说呢，他们就满心大怒，彼此商议，他们要怎样处置耶稣。
Okay, humility? No. Rebukability in any sense? No.
现在人们应该就是啊，被责备以后应该去做点什么没有？
Were they wrong?
他们错了吗？
Yeah.
是的。
What was their response to being wrong? To say, I'm sorry? No.
他们对他们做错事的反应是什么？他们说呢，对不起，没有。
They said, what can we do against this man? Doesn't say they were planning to kill him at this point. That's coming very soon. But at this point, all they wanted to do was do something against him.
因此，他们这些人想要做的是什么呢？他们要杀了他，在现在还没有，但是稍后他们杀害他。那么在这里呢？他们说呢，要怎样处置他？
So again, welcome to those who've joined us recently. We're in Luke chapter 6, and we're going to start reading now at verse number 12. So follow with us in the scripture, Luke 6, verse 12.
这个里面呢，就是对于刚刚加入我们的这些人来说呢，就是我们正在学习是路加福音第六章。第六章呢，我们马上要读的是第十二节。
And it says, now it came to pass in those days that he went out to the mountain to pray, and he continued all night in prayer to God.
第十二节说，那时耶稣出去上山祷告，整夜祷告神。
Now, where did the Lord Jesus get his strength to stand against the Pharisees?
主耶稣从哪里获得的力量来对抗法利赛人呢？
Well, the answer is he read more books.
答案是他读更多的书。
He went back to university.
他回到那个大学。
He began to think more.
开始呢，多多思考。
All of which is nonsense, and you know what he did was he prayed.
对这些所有讲的都是没有任何道理的，所以你知道呢，他所做的一切就是祷告。
Now, in general terms, he already had all the answers, didn't he? He was God.
所以从总的来说呢，他是已经有了所有的答案，是不是呢？因为他就是神。
Why did he pray?
那么他为什么要祷告呢？
Well, in For two reasons, I guess, that I can mention. One is he prayed because he cherished fellowship with God.
因为有很多原因，我认为其中一个原因呢，就是说是他祷告是因为他珍惜和神的关系。
And another reason is to be an example to us, because if he needed to pray all night, we probably need to pray a whole lot more than we do.
因为里面就是另外一个原因呢，就跟其他的人都是榜样。如果连他都需要祷告的话呢，整夜祷告，那么我们就需要更多的祷告。
So I guess if we were all sitting in a room, I might say to you, raise your hand if you've ever prayed all night.
在这个里面呢，再次我说呢，如果我们今天大家都坐在一个房间里，我跟大家说呢，如果你整夜祷告过，就举起你的手。
And probably most of us would say, well, no, I haven't ever done that.
有可能我们大多数人说的没有，我还从来没有
Maybe some of you are like me. Sometimes I can't sleep.
有时候呢，我睡不着。
And sometimes when I can't sleep, I pray.
有时候呢，我睡不着，我就祷告。
And sometimes that goes on for a long time.
也是那这个时间持续很久，
And that's very good.
这个非常好。
And then I say to myself, all right, Harold, what is it that you're praying? What are
Yeah.
you saying when you're praying to God in the middle of the night?
然后呢，我在自己说，那我说，那么 Harold，那么你祷告的时候，你说了什么？你在半夜时候跟神讲了什么呢？
And as I analyze my prayer, I often find that the main theme in my prayer is, Lord, would you help me go back to sleep?
因为我就分析了一下我的祷告，其实我在半夜的祷告的大多数内容就是说：“主啊，求您帮助我睡着。
When it comes to praying all night, I'm just Mr. Phony Baloney, that's all.
”所以在我整夜祷告的时候，我就是一个虚假的那种伪善的人，这就是一切。
Now, the prophet Joel says that the days are going to be so bad that we should pray all night.
所以呢，那个先知约珥说呢，就是说是啊、哦，那个事情会变得越来越糟，我们应该呢整夜祷告。
Who should pray all night?
谁应该整夜祷告？
And the answer is the priests, those who are standing between the people and God. That's their job to pray all night.
啊，就是这些祭司们他们的工作就是在神和人之间，所以他们的工作呢，他们应该整夜祷告。
Did the Apostle Paul do that?
那么，使徒保罗那么做过吗？
Well, certainly on one occasion in Philippi, he was praying with Silas and singing at midnight. When the others were sleeping, he was singing and praising the Lord. He knew something about this.
所以呢，至少在腓立比的时候呢，他和希拉在半夜的时候呢，在祷告歌唱。其实呢，使徒保罗他就知道这些事情。
What happened as a result of that?
那么他们来那样做的结果是什么？
Well, the answer is the church at Philippi was born.
所以呢，答案是呢，就是腓立比的教会诞生了。
So, what happened now? As a result of his praying all night, in chapter 6, verse 12, what happened as a result of that?
在那个第六章第十二节里，他整夜祷告以后呢，那个结果是什么？
Well, it says when it was day, he called his disciples to him, and from them he chose 12, whom he named apostles. They were Simon, he also called Peter, and Andrew his brother, James and John, Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew and Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon called the Zealot, Judas the son of James. And Judas Iscariot, who also became a traitor.
然后呢，第十三节说，到了天亮，他就叫他的门徒来，就从他们中间挑选12个人，称他们为使徒。有西门，耶稣又给他起名叫彼得，还有他兄弟安德勒、约雅各和约翰、腓利和巴德罗买、马太和多马、亚非勒的儿子雅各和分人党的西门、雅各的兄弟犹大和卖主的加勒人犹大。
Was it important that he chose the right man?
你的选择对的人是重要的吗？
Yes, because when he died, the responsibility of the church that was going to carry on for at least 2,000 years lay on those 12 shoulders.
那是的，是重要的，因为呢，当他为我们死了以后呢，就是大概近2000年来，就是说被教会的这个重担落在那12个肩膀上。
This was an important decision, and he prayed about it a long time.
其实是一个非常重要的决定，他祷告了很久。
So, what's true in my life?
其实在我的人生里，有什么是真的？
When I have an important decision, I try to pray about it, but usually for a short time.
其实在我的人生里呢，有一个重要决定的时候呢，我通常会祷告，但是我祷告的时间通常很短。
He recognized it was an important decision. He prayed about it for a long time. Shame on you, Harold.
因为呢，主意识到了这是一个重要的决定，他祷告了很久，所以 Harold 你应该感到羞愧。
Now, You notice that there were 12 names in that list.
你们大家注意到呢，在这个表上有12个名字。
If you go to other lists of these men, you will find somewhat different names.
对，那如果你从其他的那个列表上去看，你会发现有些名字是不一样的。
So why would there be somewhat different names in one list than the other?
为什么这一个表上和那个表上的名字呢，有一两个不同呢？
And the answer is because many people have more than one name.
答案是因为很多人呢有超过一个的名字。
So I look back in my own life, and most people call me Harold.
所以呢，我回顾我自己的人生，大多数人叫我 Harold，
Some people call me Harry.
有些人叫我 Harry。
Some people just use my initials and call me Hack.
所以呢，有些人用我的那些就是的头个字母叫我 Hack。
The one man, a friend of my father's, used to call me Young Harold.
所以呢，其中呢，我父亲的一个朋友呢，通常呢叫我年轻的 Harold。
The older I get, the more I like that name. I'd like more people to call me that name now.
因为我年纪越大呢，我越喜欢这个名字，我要大家都叫我年轻的 Harold。
But I'm all the same person.
但是，所有这都是一个人。
And you're the same. You've got Chinese names, some of you. Amir's got a big, long Iranian name. And but we all have more than one name. I shouldn't say that. Most of us have more than one name.
你这个里面就是说，你们都有一个中文名字，也有一个英文名字，包括阿米尔有一个很长的这个伊朗名字。那么说呢，你们呢，我们大家大多数人都有超过一个的名字。
So don't be surprised if you run across different names when you get to the list.
因为呢，你去看这个表的时候呢，你不要感到奇怪，因为呢，你就看到有名字不一样。
All right, so in verse 17 now, we're moving on to another part of the story.
第17节呢，我们又在另外一个故事里面了。
Verse 17 says, and he came down with them and stood on a level place with a crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him and be healed of their disciples, as well as those who were tormented with unclean spirits, and they were healed.
第17节、第18节说呢，耶稣和他们下了山，站在一块平地上，还有他的门徒们，又有许多百姓，在犹太全地和耶路撒冷，比推罗、西顿的海边南，都要听他，有指望医治他们的病，还有被巫鬼缠魔的，也得了医治。
So this verse says there were a great number of people who were there.
那这些经文告诉我们，有一大堆人在那里。
Now, among them were a crowd of his disciples.
所以他们中间的有些是那个他们的那个门徒，
So how many disciples were there?
有多少门徒在那里呢？
And we usually think of the 12 disciples.
我们通常认为是12个门徒。
But if you go back to verse 13, it says, when it was day, he called his disciples to him, and from them he chose 12.
现在，但是如果你回到第13节，他说呢，到了天亮，他叫他的门徒来，就从他们中间挑选12个人。
So the Lord Jesus had far more than 12 disciples.
所以主耶稣有远远超过12个的门徒们。
Now, the verses that we read say that he chose 12 disciples, verse 13, whom he also called or named apostles.
所以在第13节里，我们读到呢，就是说他叫他的门徒们来，从他们中间挑选12个人，称他们为使徒。
So there were a large number of disciples, And there were 12 chosen apostles.
所以这个里面呢，就是是门徒的数量也很多，但只有12个选择的作为使徒。
So the question is, what does the word disciple mean?
现在问题是那个就是门徒是什么意思？
And its simplest meaning is student.
最简单的意思呢，就是学生。
From an English point of view, it's related to the word discipline. The student is studying the discipline or the body of knowledge associated with being a Christian. A disciple is a student.
这个里面在英语单词里面呢，它的意思呢，其实就是说是跟那个管教有关系的。因为通常呢，学生呢通过身体的管教学到东西，所以在这里的门徒呢，基本上就是学生的意思。
What is an apostle?
同样是使徒。
Well, an apostle is someone who is a special messenger.
所以
He's
呢
got
是。
a job to do because he's been assigned a special job by his boss.
因为使徒呢，通常呢就是一个特别的信使，他有一个特别的工作要做，这个特别的工作是由他的老板安排他去做的。
So if you like, there were many disciples or students in the class, but 12 were given special assignment by the teacher.
对，你要这么去讲的话呢，其实，在那个课堂里呢，有很多的门徒，但是呢，只有12个人通过老师的安排做了使徒。
So verse 17 now would say that there were at least three kinds of people who were there this day.
第17节讲到了呢，在那一天的时候呢，最少有3类的人在那里。
Verse 17, he came down with them. That would be the 12.
第17节说，耶稣和他们下了山，他们呢，这里一个是12门徒。
And he stood on a level place with a crowd of his disciples. That would be many of the other disciples.
站在一块平地上，还有他的门徒们，这个门徒应该是其他的门徒们。
And then a far larger group, a great multitude of people from Judea, Jerusalem, Tyre, Sidon.
然后一个更多的一群人，就是就有许多百姓从犹太全地和耶路撒冷并推罗西等来的。
And they came to hear him, to be healed, and to be delivered from the effect of unclean spirits.
他们来了要听他的，又指望医治他们的病，还有被巫灵传魔的也得了医治。
Verse 19, the whole multitude sought to touch him, for power went out from him and healed them all.
第19节说，众人都想要摸他，因为有能力从他身上发出来，医好了他们。
All right, now back to verse 17. It says he stood on a level place.
所以我们回到第17节说呢，站在一块平地上。
And I think that's pictorial of the fact that everyone there was on a level place. They all had to learn the same lessons.
所以这个里面呢，我们从那个平易的角度去想呢，每个人呢都在同一个水平上，他们都要学呢同一个功课。
The apostles couldn't say, we're apostles, we don't need to listen.
他们那使徒们说呢，有可能说呢，因为我们是使徒，所以我们不用再听了。
The sick couldn't say, we can't do anything, we can't say anything, it's not important for us to listen.
对那些生病的人说呢，我们也说不了什么，我们也做不了什么，所以对我们来说呢，听是并不那没有那么重要。
And so he's going to speak to them for the rest of the chapter now, on what we often call the Sermon on the Mount, the Sermon of the Kingdom. And the fact is that all people are in a level field when they hear it. We're all equal. We all need to hear this message.
所以这个下面呢，就是说是主耶稣基督跟他们讲的一篇道，讲的一篇道呢，从这个意义上来说呢，我们所有的人呢都是同一个水平，所以我们所有的人呢都需要听这样的一篇道。
It's interesting. I think I said there were three groups there. There were actually four groups.
因为那意思，因为我说有三类的人，其实实际上有四类人。
There were the 12 apostles and the other disciples, and then there were the Jews from Judah and Jerusalem, and there were the Gentiles from Tyre and Sidon and places around both of those groups.
因为这四类人的第一个呢，就是说是他的使徒们，第使徒们呢，再还有他的门徒们，他门徒们还有百姓，百姓那些，他们有两类，一类从犹大来的耶路撒冷的犹太人，另一类是推罗西顿的外邦人。
And a lot of people say today, well, the Bible is an interesting book, but I don't have to worry about it. And the answer is, of course you do. It's God's book, and it's to everybody. And everybody here this day was on the same level field. They all had to hear the message.
所以呢，很多人说那圣经呢是一个非常有意思的一本书，但是呢，我却不用担心它。你当然要担心它，因为圣经里讲的是对所有的人的，所有的人呢，所以今天呢，在这一天的时候呢，所有的人都来到这里，他们同样都在同一个水平上，他们都需要听同一篇道。
Verse 20, then he lifted up his eyes toward his disciples and said, Blessed are you poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you shall be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh.
这里面的就是第二十节、二十一节说，耶稣举目看着他的门徒们说：“你们贫穷的人有福了，因为神的国是你们的；你们现在饥饿的人有福了，因为你们将得饱足；你们现在哀哭的人有福了，因为你们将要喜笑。”
And this delightful sermon is going to go on from verse 20 down through verse 49. It's a long sermon.
所以这个非常令人欣慰的这一篇道，要从呢就是第二十节一直持续到第四十九节，这是很长的一篇道。
It's very similar in content to the sermon that we read in Matthew chapters 5, 6, and 7.
所以呢，这个里面呢，就是说是这个内容呢，非常的类似，就是说是在我们在马太福音的第五章、六章、七章里读到的。
And some therefore say that this is a shortened sermon from what you have in Matthew 5, 6, and 7.
所以有些人呢，就是这个呢是，就是说是。啊，那个在马太福音五章、六章、七章里面的那篇道的，在这里是个微缩版。
And others say, and I think this is closer to the truth, that the sermon that you have here is a sermon similar to the first that was given by the Lord on another occasion.
所以呢，有另外一些说法呢，这个呢比较接近事实，就是说是这是主耶稣基督呢他讲的一篇道，和他在其他的地方所讲的类似的一篇道。
Have you ever told the same story to two different people on different occasions?
所以你有没有就是去告诉两个人呢同样的一个故事，在不同的环境下，在不同的情况下呢？
And the answer is yes.
答案是是的。
And when you did so, did you use exactly the same words each time?
所以你那么去做的时候，你每一次都是用的精确的一样的文字吗？
And you say no.
你说没有。
And often the message is suited to the hearer.
所以通常呢，你要让那个信息呢去适合那个听众。
And the time you might have available.
而且你的时间有多少？
And any other number of factors.
还有其他的一些那些是因素。
So this is a similar message to what you have in Matthew 5, 6, and 7, but not necessarily identical, nor should it be.
这个里面的意思是，这个是一个在马太福音五章、六章、七章里面一个类似的那样的一个一讲的一篇道，但并不是说是所有的细节都要一模一样。
So the question is, what's it all about?
所以问题是，这讲的到底都是什么呢？
And at the end of verse 20, we read, Blessed are the poor, for yours is the kingdom of God.
所以这个呢，第二十节说，那你们贫穷的人有福了，因为神的国是你们的。
And so there's a sense in which this particular sermon is all about what the kingdom of God is about from the king's perspective.
这个里面基本上讲的这个道讲的都是说神的国应该是什么样的，从那个神的国的国王的角度来看。
And so it follows with a series of blessings and then a series of woes, the opposite of blessings.
所以这里面呢，跟随着一系列的，就是祝福、赐福，还有一系列的哀灾，这就是说是祝福的反面。
What do you want to get in the kingdom of God?
你这个神的王国，你想得到什么？
Okay, well, frankly, I want to get the blessings.
就坦率说，我想得到赐福。
And if some are going to get the blessings and others are not, I'd like to know what I have to do to get the blessings. If others are going to get the woes, I would like to know what I have to do in order not to get the woes.
如果在神的国里，有些人呢得到了那个祝福，有些人得到了灾祸。那么说呢，我想要知道我要做什么才能得到赐福。那么说呢，如果说有些人呢因此而得到灾祸的话呢，我想就知道我要做什么才能避免得到灾祸。
So it begins then in verse 20, blessed are the poor, for yours is the kingdom of God.
于是从第二十节开始，他说：“你们贫穷的人有福了，因为神的国是你们的。”
The poor and the acknowledgement that you are poor is the key to the great blessings that you will enjoy for the kingdom of God forever.
这个里面呢，就是说你是贫穷的，你意识到你是贫穷的，这是一个关键的，关键的呢是就是说你在神的国里将来会永远得到祝福。
The man who thinks he's rich says, I don't need that. I got lots of money. I'm okay. I don't need this religion stuff.
因为那些有钱的人说呢，我非常有钱，所以一切都没问题，我不需要这样的宗教的东西。
But unless we acknowledge that from God's perspective, we are poor, from the perspective of holiness, we are poor. If we don't acknowledge that, we will never get the blessings of the kingdom of God.
所以同样呢，就是因为从神的角度来看呢，我们是贫穷的；从圣洁的角度来看呢，我们也是贫穷的。那么如果说我们不意识到这一点的话呢，我们永远得不到神的国的赐福。
And I probably have told you many times that when I was a child, I learned that when I wanted to get good things from my mommy and daddy, it wasn't much point in telling them I didn't need them. I had to be humble before them. And I even learned on occasion that you get more if you're crying than if you're pretending you don't need anything.
因为里面呢，就是当我还是个小男孩儿时候呢，我就学到了，如果我想要从我的父母那里得到一些东西呢，我并不能说呢，我需要他们。如果说呢，我想要从他们那里得到的东西的话呢，我必须说是去求他们。有时候呢，我觉得呢，我像他们哭求，当我哭求的时候，比如我说呢，假设假装我不想要的时候呢，我得到的更多。
And if that's true of a little boy, how much more is it true of you and I, so little, before our Father who is in heaven?
如果小男孩都知道这么想，那么你我岂不更是作为神的孩子，向我们在天上的父要去这样求的吗？
Now there's another theme that goes through this sermon, and it's highlighted in verse 21 and following.
现在呢，还有另外一个主题在这些讲的这篇道里面。那么是从那个第二十一节开始呢，就给我们列出了重点，跟接着下面的经文也是。
In 21, we read, Blessed are you who hunger now, for you shall be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh. The contrast is between now and later.
所以这个里面呢，就是第二十一节说：“你们现在饥饿的人有福了，因为你们将要得到满足；你们现在哀哭的人呢，有福了。那么说呢，因为你们将要喜笑。所以这个呢，强烈的对比是现在和稍后的事情。”
The issue is now or later?
所以那个问题是现在还是早后呢？
The Bible teaches us that we live for a short while and then we die, and after that there is judgment, and then there is an eternal future. Now, very short. Eternity, very long. Now, short. Eternity, that's what's coming next. What are you going to get? Do you want something now, or do you want much more blessed later?
这个里面的圣经教导我们说，我们的人生非常的短暂。当我们活一段时间以后呢，我们就死了。死了以后呢，然后就有审判，审判以后呢，就是永恒。那么说呢，现在呢是非常短暂的。那么说呢，永恒呢就是非常的长的。那么说呢，现在你要做出选择呢，你想得到现在的东西呢，你还是得到永恒的东西呢？
And one of the biggest heartaches in my life right now is to look around, especially at youth, and see them making wrong decisions today, which will lead to great heartache in their lives and in their eternity later. Don't do something now that's going to create folly and distress for you later.
也就是在我的现在让我伤心的一些事情，是我环顾四周的看到那些年轻人呢，他们现在做出了一些错误的决定，错误的决定呢，会让他们将来的人生呢得到极大的苦难和痛苦。那么说呢，更让他们在永恒里失去了。所以呢，现在就是说，你现在要做出的什么决定，你将来就会得到什么。所以你要确保你现在做出的决定是正确的。
And our society has basically said, we understand that, and we believe that children should get a really good education now so that they can be richer and happier later.
对于我们当今的社会呢，知道说呢，我们知道，我们理解这一点，所以呢，现在呢，我们的孩子们呢，要得到很好的教育，这样呢，他们在将来呢，就会有富裕的、幸福的生活。
And in part, that's true.
所以从部分原因讲，这是真的。
But these passages are teaching us that the far greater principle is this: make sure that you're right in re right relationship with God now, so that you can, he will take you into his rich blessings later.
这个里面呢，就是说是啊，这个里面我们在这样的地方所教导的，比社会那面里面所想的要远远重要的多。所以他说呢，现在你要确保你和神的关系得到纠正，那么说呢，你在将来呢也得到更多的、更富有的赐福。
What's the good of all the grades that you got when you were in school when you get later?
现在就是说是你在学校里得到所有东西，那么说在稍后你也得到更多好的东西，这有什么样的好处呢？
After I graduated from university, I went and got some jobs.
所以在我从大学毕业后呢，我去找了一份工作。
Nobody ever asked me what my grade average was.
因为没有，从来没有人问我在大学的平均成绩是多少。
I could say, "Do you know who I am? I got these grades. Other people got that, but most of the people got less than me. I'm slightly better than average."
因为你就说呢，你知道我是谁吗？我得到的分数呢，远远高于平均分数。那么说呢，就是说是大多数人都得不到这样的一个成绩。那么说呢，我比其他的人呢要稍微好一些。
No boss ever asked me those questions.
从来没有老板问我这样的问题。
So here's the issue.
那么这。
Are we going to follow God now and believe him, or are we going to pretend we can do that later?
的确也是这样的一个问题。那么说呢，我们现在呢，就是要决定跟随神呢，还是我们稍后再去做这样的决定呢？
And the answer of this sermon is better to. Excuse me. Better to obey God now and suffer now and get much blessing later than to take it now and don't worry about later.
这里面这里的信息告诉我们呢，就是我们现在最好是做出正确的决定。那么现在，稍微的承受一下，痛苦，那么是将来呢得到远远大的那样的祝福，而不是说你现在就得到你想要的东西。那么说呢，不要管将来会怎么样。
So I'm going to illustrate this by telling you again the marshmallow story.
所以呢，我要来讲这个，举这个例子，再一次呢，跟大家讲讲这个棉花糖的故事。
Do you all know what a marshmallow is?
你们大家都知道棉花
Raise your hand.
糖什么意思吗？知道棉花糖的可以举手。
Raise your hand if you like marshmallows.
如果你想吃，喜欢吃棉花糖，你举手。
Okay. So we like marshmallows. So
你。
this is the story. There were some sociologists. They weren't Christians. They were sociologists.
也是你是这样的一个故事，他呢就是说是那有一些社会研究家，他们不是基督徒，但是他们是社会研究家，
They said, we're going to do a study.
就是我们要做一个研究。
And so in the study, they took a group of children. 7 and 8 year old children, I believe they were.
所以在这个研究里面呢，他们呢就是说是选了2组孩子们，就是大概是7到8岁的孩子。
And one at a time, they took them into the examination room.
所以呢，其中一个一个的把他带到那个测试的房间。
So they had the examiner and the student.
所以他们有那个就是说是考试的，还有学生。
And they put a marshmallow in front of the student and said, That is your marshmallow. You may have that.
他们把那个棉花糖看到也放在一个学生面前，说：“这是你的棉花糖，你现在就可以吃。
But they said, I'm going to leave this room and I'll be away for a couple of minutes. And when I come back, if you have not eaten that marshmallow, I'm going to give you another marshmallow so you can have two marshmallows.
”他就跟那个学生说呢：“那我现在呢？”要离开这个房间，大概几分钟以后回来。但是当我回来以后呢，你还没有吃这个棉花糖呢，我会再给你另外一个棉花糖。那么说呢，你有2个棉花糖可以吃了。
So they said, if you eat the one marshmallow now, that's all you'll get. But if you wait for a couple of minutes, I'll be back and you can have two marshmallows.
所以他们说呢，如果你现在就把棉花糖吃，那你只能吃一个了。如果你等我几分钟以后回来，你还没吃的话呢，你就会有2个棉花糖吃了。
And then the examiner left the room
然后这个那个测试的人就离开了房间。
and came back a couple of minutes later.
这几分钟以后他就回来了。
And some of the children had left the marshmallow, and some of the children had eaten the marshmallow.
所以呢，其中一些孩子呢没有吃棉花糖，其中一些呢把棉花糖给吃了。
And then those who had not eaten the marshmallow got another marshmallow, and that was the end of the examination.
所以呢，那些还没有吃棉花糖的呢，得到另外一个棉花糖，这个测试就结束了。
With this exception.
那这里有一个例外。
About 30 years later, the examiners went back to look at the lives of those children.
大概30年以后，这些测试的人呢，他们就来看看这些孩子们的人生是怎么样。
And interestingly enough, many of those who had not eaten the marshmallow had very senior positions in life.
就非常有意思的是，那些呢没有吃棉花糖的那些孩子，在人生里呢，他们在都有非常高阶的位置。
Good jobs, happy families, good lives.
所以呢，好的那个工作啊，幸福的家庭，幸福的人生。
And those who had eaten the marshmallow and only got one marshmallow, they were the ones who had tragic lives. Many of them were in prison. Many of them had done many foolish things in their lives.
所以那些当时决定吃掉棉花糖的没得到两个的呢，他们的人生呢都是非常悲惨的人生。他们很多人呢，就是说是都在监狱里，他们很多人呢都做出了很多愚蠢的事情。
And so the science of sociology says, invest now for blessings later.
所以呢，就是说是那个，就算社会学家，也就是说你现在做投资，稍后。在收获。
Now the Lord Jesus says, you invest now in the kingdom of God, and the blessings you'll get later are enormous.
地主意思说，你现在就投资到神的国里，那么说将来你在神的国的得到的东西是不可胜数的。
So verse 21 says, blessed are you who hunger now, you shall be filled. That's like one marshmallow or two.
第六里面第二一节说呢，你现在饥饿的人有福了，这就是说是就类似于你吃一个棉花糖，还吃两个。
Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh.
你现在爱哭的人有福了，因为你们将要喜笑。
And so the university student who studies hard. He sometimes weeps, but he studies hard.
但是大学的学生呢，他们非常努力的学习，因为他们在有时候会哭泣，但是他们在努力学习。
And he laughs when he gets good grades.
所以呢，他达到很好成绩后，他就喜笑了。
And the athlete often weeps as he wrestles trying to get his body stronger.
所以那些运动员呢，通常呢，他们会训练到哭，他们啊想让他们身体变得强壮一些。
But he laughs when he wins the race.
当他那赢得了比赛以后，他就喜笑了。
And I went to university long enough to realize that if I studied harder, probably wouldn't do any good anyway, so I prayed harder.
因为我在大学里学了足够长的时间，所以我意识到呢，我呢就是如果努力学习的话呢，你尽管不会太有用，但是我努力的去祷告。
And I got lots of good laughs out of that today.
所以呢，在那以后呢，我得到了很多的喜笑。
If I went to university again, I'll tell you what I would do. I would read my Bible more and pray more and get better grades.
因为我如果现在呢，如果我能够再次去上大学的话呢，我告诉你，我会更多的读圣经，更多的祷告，我会得到更好的喜笑。
And I've told you lots of stories about that, and I'm still laughing at them.
因为我跟你们大家讲了很多关于这样的故事，我现在呢仍然为那些故事在笑。
All right, well, our time is gone. And so we'll pick up at verse 22 next week.
因为时间到了，下个星期呢，我们要从22节开始。
Thank you for being with us tonight.
也感谢大家今天和我们在一起。
May the Lord bless each of us.
愿主呢赐福给我们所有的人。
And we pray for some who are often with us, not here tonight. Pray that the Lord will bless them too.
所以呢，我们要祷告呢，那些通常呢和我们在一起，但是今天呢却没有来，我们也要祷告主把赐福给他们。
We give thanks. Let's pray.
我们在接着讲，我们现在来祷告。
Lord, we pray that we'll learn from the Lord Jesus Christ.
主啊，我们祷告，我们会从我们的主耶稣基督这里学到东西。
Help us, Lord, to listen to him.
所以呢，帮助我们去听他的。
Help us to answer his questions.
所以呢，帮助我们去回答他的问题。
And help us to obey his sermons.
所以呢，帮助我们去那个顺服他的讲道。
So we give thanks for each one here. Bless us tonight and tomorrow. And watch over us all for your glory, we pray.
所以呢，我们现在呢，就是为现在所有的人呢，就是献上感恩。求您呢，今天呢，昨天、明天呢，赐福给我们，看顾我们，为了您的荣耀。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们现在向上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名
Amen.
，Amen。
Amen. Thank you all. Lord bless us.